Coaches Insight programs continue. It's the first week of the high school basketball season. Now joined by Atchison boys basketball coach. That's Pat Battle, second year at the helm. 2 years ago, this team went 5-17. First year under Coach Battle, a 12-win campaign a year ago, 12-9. So, Coach, obviously a pretty successful year and had a good league record as well. You know, 7 league wins last year through a tough KCA league. You know, I guess going back to last year a little bit, how'd you feel overall your first year when as head coach?
I felt things went pretty well. I felt the kids bought into what we were attempting to do, and I kind of liked the way in which we progressed throughout the year. We definitely got better, you know, and that's all you can ever hope for is hope that your teams get better, that they're better at the end than they were at the start. And so, yeah, I thought we established at least a baseline for the program.
How about the roster this year? Obviously, some guys returning with some experience. Obviously, you look at the seniors that were lost on the roster last year. But who are some guys that are stepping in right now and who are going to be key contributors this year?
Well, we're in a unique spot because last year we were really veteran, and then we were really young. So we had a lot of young guys that had the opportunity to play varsity basketball as freshmen. Or as sophomores, might not get that chance. So, in a lot of ways, we have youthful experience. And, a couple of the guys that we're looking to, of course, Jesse Greenley returns as a junior, who led us with over 11 points a game last year. So he's our returning leading scorer. And, then we also have Jeter Purdy, who's a returning starter, who's going to be a sophomore. And then we have the backcourt of Rafe Bowen, who's going to be a junior. And Zamar Hernandez and Trey Carter as well. So all those guys got a lot of varsity experience, and none of those are seniors.
How do you feel the KCA League is going to shape out this year?
I think it's going to be tougher than it was. I think that COVID had a significant impact upon the participation of students. I know there was some bouncing around and some shuffling. I think it's going to be tougher. I think it's going to be very strong. I think Washington's going to be very strong, along with, I think Schlegel will be improved. And Harmon's always really good, and they return their backcourt, which was pretty tough. So I think it's going to be a tougher league this year. And we are going to miss our graduated seniors and the experiences that they brought, because they did a great job for us. But nonetheless, at the same time, we're very excited about our freshman class that's in, as well as the guys we got returning. So I think it's going to be a great battle.
You start the season Thursday night at Heritage Christian. What's the early scouting report there?
They're a lot different than us in terms of their style of play. They got a lot of kids who are soccer, basketball kids, and they run. And they get up and down, up and down, up and down. And they shoot it quick. They love to shoot the three. They like to play in open spaces. And we've got a lot of guys who are also football players who are used to going really hard for 3 seconds, and then you get a 30-second rest. So the tempo will be key to that. They're going to be tough. They're a tough first opponent. We're playing them at their place, and they shoot very well in their own building. So we're gonna have to take away the wide open 3-point looks and not give up layups too. So.
Atchison head coach, that is Pat Battle for the boys' side, as Atchison goes to Heritage Christian Thursday night to begin their 21-22 season. And our conversation with the coach brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck against Heritage Christian. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you for the coverage. Appreciate it.